real scientists. Do they believe in Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, an editor and writer for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, one of the things you often hear evolutionists declare is that all real scientists believe in evolution. They insist you can't be a true scientist if you believe in creation. But what's your response?
Mark, I usually respond by talking about one of our conference speakers like Dr. Jason Lyle. Now, he's an astrophysicist, and that means he's an astronomer who's basically taken a lot of extra math. The more he studied and interpreted the evidence for creation, the more he became convinced it's true. As Dr. Lyle looks through his telescope, he sees God's handiwork, and so he accepts the account of creation in Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth. Many people don't realize that there are over 10,000 real scientists in America alone who believe in literal Genesis. For instance, there's Dr. Russell Humphreys, who used to work at the Sandia National Laboratories, involved in nuclear physics, and Dr. Stephen Austin, who is a PhD geologist who's done extensive work on the Grand Canyon and Mount St. Helens. And I've personally met hundreds of professional biologists, chemists, geologists, and physicists all over the world who make no apologies about the fact that they get their answers from the Bible.
God's Word also provides the answer to the question, where did all the different races or people groups come from? Ken Ham looks at that fascinating topic in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.